You're listening to SBS News.
41 years ago, Han Do fled his home in Vietnam, leaving behind his parents and siblings. It was 1981, 6 years after the communist government swept to power after the end of the Vietnam War.
We went from the river and went to the sea. The boat was very small. It's only about 11 meters long, and it was like heavily overloaded, like 56 people.
The journey at sea was treacherous. They were hijacked by pirates 3 times and stripped of their food and belongings. On the final night, after about a week at sea, they were lashed by a fierce thunderstorm.
If the big wave hits us on the sides and the boat, if the boat is broken and everyone gone, we were just brave and nothing much we can do. And then that night, close to the morning, and we saw lights. We saw a lot of lights. And then we know that we're safe.
They had landed on a Malaysian beach and were taken to a refugee camp. There, Han Do, his wife and friends went into a meeting with an Australian immigration official by the name of Lachlan Kennedy. He ultimately approved their application.
When we came to Australia, it's like you come out of jail. And that's the feeling. It's just, so you breathe in, you feel that it's freedom. That is ultimate goal. Lachlan.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet
you. How are you?
Wow. Now, 4 decades later, the pair have been reunited as they help researchers document their shared history.
Yeah, that's great.
Lachlan Kennedy says seeing Mr. Do all these years later was a special moment.
It is so rewarding. It is so rewarding to know that people I selected have had a successful life in Australia. I mean, that's what it was all about. I hadn't expected this, but it's really great to share the memories of the camp with Han and actually to get his side of the experience as well. So it's at many levels, it's been a really great day.
It was amazing. I couldn't believe that one day I could meet my benefactor. I couldn't believe it that is for that day is more than 41 years now that I can meet Lachlan face to face.
Han Do was one of 80,000 Vietnamese refugees that Australia welcomed between 1975 and 1985.
It was a transitional moment for Australia because, in a way, it was the first time Australia recognised its geolocation in Asia. We had people arriving by boat. Actually, some people arrived directly by boat in Australia. And it was, I guess for some people in Australia, it was a challenging change. But it's been very positive, I think.
Now the Vietnamese community wants to preserve its history. Plans for Australia's first museum dedicated to the Vietnamese refugee experience has received council approval. It will be built in Footscray, west of Melbourne, a suburb where 10% of the population has a Vietnamese background. The museum's spokesperson is Tammy Nguyen.
Footscray made sense because it's really like the heart of the Vietnamese community. We've got a really vibrant community here. We will start building construction later this year, end of 2022, and we hope to open in 2025, which is a really significant date because it marks the 50th anniversary of the first Vietnamese arrival in Australia.
The building will have 4 levels, featuring exhibition spaces, a resource centre and a memorial garden. The facade will resemble bamboo, but coloured red to symbolise Australia's desert, connecting the two cultures. It will cost $20 million, but has state and federal government support. Tammy Nguyen says once it's open, it will be a place that will share stories of Vietnamese refugees for years to come.
And so that future generations can have a place that they can go to see where their ancestors have come from and also to form their own sense of identity. And I think for a lot of the Vietnamese community and the volunteers of the museum, it's a big contributing factor as to why we're all donating our time.
So this beautiful boat is a model fishing boat.
At the Melbourne Museum, a collection of Vietnamese artefacts paint a picture of what might one day feature in the Vietnamese Museum. Among them, a red suitcase a Vietnamese woman took to Australia and a model wooden fishing boat. Moya McFadgen is the Senior Curator of Migration and Cultural Diversity with Museums Victoria.
When we're able to collect those objects, it's very precious and very special to us. And yes, really gives us something tangible from which we can support the telling of those very special stories.
She says museums play an important role when it comes to sharing refugee experiences.
We are able to provide a platform for refugee voices that are often silent and absent from our historical narratives and our contemporary conversations. So we think an important role that we play is to support refugees to tell their own stories through their own voices.
Han Do says he's looking forward to the day the museum is open.
It's the voice and eyes of the people who never have a chance of survival to live to tell their story.
Sean Wales, SBS News.